Hello, all. This is Blonde Haired Girl. I went to bed early last night and woke up early this morning. I spent the weekend in Los Angeles with my son. He had this idea that he wanted to go there to go to a couple of museums, and it was really nice to have the opportunity to make that dream come true for him. He's such a sweet person, and he's just still been like reeling and thanking me for taking him on this trip. And I'm appreciative of his appreciation. But I didn't get much sleep that night. I went to bed at like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and woke up at, whatever time to go to work. I mean, it wasn't a horrible day, but I really wanted to sleep. And last night's the last night I went to bed really early. Anyway, so upon waking up this morning, I was thinking about this project. I have a project that I'm working on. And the truth is that, and I nearly always tell you all the truth, but I just don't tell you everything. I'm just gonna, I don't tell you everything. I leave out things. You get a filtered version of me. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's not filtered, and you get more than you wanted to hear. Right? It's like, oh God, why is she talking about this? Why does she share all these details? Anyway, so I am working on this on a project, over the weekend, and for the last, I don't know, few weeks, I guess I just have come to some understanding that it's not gonna end the way I thought it was. This idea, this thing that I had in my head, like it's not. For some reason, it doesn't seem to be meant for me, and maybe there's a bigger picture. Maybe I wouldn't be happy. Maybe I would not be happy with this person. I think I would be happy with this person, but maybe I really wouldn't be happy with this person. But then I have to say, I've asked myself, would I be happy with anyone? Would I? I mean, I'm asking myself that question. And so I've had to come to a very sobering thought within myself, and that is, I may not ever have someone in my life again, romantically. I may not. I may not. I may just outgrow. I mean, not outgrow, but just. I don't know, just I just can't even see it. I can't conceive of it. Like there's not even anyone that I am remotely interested in. Not even like, oh, he's cute. Not even, oh, he's cute. He's interesting. Not even that. There's no one that I'm even remotely interested in. So, I make these jokes that surely out of 8 billion people, I can't think clearly right now. 7 billion people on the planet, and I can't dream up one or not even dream up one. I can't, so what I've decided to do is just to not and to focus on other things in my life. So I'm focused on this project that I'm doing, and I'm excited. It's morphed a little bit, and this morning I was thinking of things I wanted to add. This weekend, I will be working on a good portion of the weekend again. A couple of weekends ago, I did. I was working on it, and it was making gains. And some things, I sometimes I don't know how to write in written words something. I had this thing happen that I, you know, and I'm going to sit here and cry when I even talk about it, because this thing happened that I can't even, I don't even know what words to give it. I don't know what words to give it. It was so unexpected and different than anything I've ever quite imagined or had happen in my life. It was during a meditation, and in the meditation, I was told to open a door, and I opened a door, a door opened, and this thing happened, and it has rendered me absolutely speechless. Like, in the sense that I don't know how to put words to it, written or otherwise. I'm just not sure what to do about that. And I don't even know what it was. But then I had this reaction in my body that I don't even know what it was. And it was really, I just don't even know how to put words to it. And so I'm, you know, kind of stymied by them. Like, well, what do I do with this? But anyway, this is a long way of getting into this. The subject that I really want to talk about. So the other day, I had, when this thing went down, I guess it was the 7th of October. What? The 7th of October, Hamas went into Israel and started shooting and taking hostages, and that they still have, I guess, underground. They still have these hostages, I guess, some of them, but also killed a bunch of people. It is not entirely known who they actually killed. There was talk that they killed and beheaded babies. I'm not sure if that's true. But there was talk put out to make Hamas be horrible people. And I don't know anything about this. I do know that Hamas has been around for longer than I mean, the tidbits that I'm getting, because I don't know generally a lot, but, and I don't know a lot even now, but the little bit I know, it's been around a lot longer than I knew about Hamas, as in, like, I don't know what that organization is. I guess there used to be the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. So why do these people feel like they need to, like, liberate themselves? And part of the reason why is because of what has happened to them, in that they are forced to live in poverty and not having enough water, and they don't have the same freedoms, and they've been pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. Like, and I can actually see this happening. And the Israeli people, or the Israeli government, just finds this way to, like, take more and more and more and more and more and more of their land. They're just trying to push these people out. These people that just won't go away. Those Palestinians, it's our land. And So this has been going on, I guess, for years. I'm thinking about like Jimmy Carter right now. He wrote a whole book about it that I think I might buy and read. He was one of my favorite presidents. I just love that guy. What an amazing human being. So honest. Must have been crushing to be the president, actually. But anyway, so getting back to this, I had texted one of my friends. They're two friends, sisters. And I just wanted to tell them how sorry that I was, because I was very sorry about what was happening in Israel. And, you know, and then she's been sending me little snippets here and there about praying and sending this energy for Israel. And the last thing that I remember, one of the sisters, she would send me something having to do with Joe Biden, President Biden going, and that he said that this latest bombing on, there was a bombing on a hospital that killed a whole bunch of people. And that President Biden had said that it was Hamas, not the Israeli government, I mean the military, that had bombed that hospital and killed a whole bunch of people, you know, including Christians and Americans, and like killed a whole bunch of people. I don't even know how many. And the Israeli government is blaming it on Hamas, but it is unclear as to who really did that bombing. It's unclear. They don't know who really did it. And the more I'm finding out, like, I just let her know full on that I just trust no one. I don't trust anyone. I don't trust President Biden. I don't trust Netanyahu. How do you say his name? Bibi Benjamin, who was wildly, before this happened, was wildly unpopular with the people of Israel for being basically a right-wing nut job. Sorry, their words, not mine. In the likes of Donald Trump, which a whole bunch of Americans love and would vote him in again, even though he has corruption all over him. People seem to like, some people like corrupt people. You know, he's a gangster. It's cool. Gang member. Yeah. Oh, cool. Cool, cool. But anyway, so when I didn't take just full on Israel's side, my friend started to send me basically propaganda. She sent me this little, I don't know what it was, a TikTok or some kind of little something about this Christian. And then there was this, I don't know who he was, and he was saying, yeah, if I was in a war with you, I would chop your head off. Like something really extreme. These kids, you know, they couldn't have been more than like, what, I don't know, 25. Trying to sway me to her point of view. But she doesn't know me. My friend has not like had a conversation with me in years. And now I think it's more so that it was me that pulled away from those friendships. Partly because of other reasons, but partly I had actually hung out with one of them not that long ago and felt so horrible. I didn't feel good with her. And then I realized why I pulled away from these friends. But regardless, she doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know anything about me. And I don't trust anyone with the exception of a few very close people in my life that I know very well. My children. But even then, I know they have secrets that they don't tell me. They don't tell me everything. Of course not. I'm their mother. But like, okay, so I for I don't even know how long, have been really attempting to lead a path of non-duality as much as humanly possible. And I am judgmental. I am judgmental, and I work on it every single day. Every time I have a judgmental thought, I do this thing in my brain where I say, stop. Because I don't want to be judgmental. I don't want to be like that. I want to be a loving individual. And so, my, so when I didn't react the way she wanted me to from even more of the things she gave me, and I said, you know, basically, I don't trust anyone. I don't care who's in charge. You know, basically, I said, I trust God. And not in a fundamentalist way, not in a Bible way. I don't trust that God. I don't even trust her God because her God is male. I don't trust in the God that they are referring to in like, all of these religions. That's not the God that but I trust in the one who created the stars. And she did not like this answer. She didn't like that. And she wrote back, you know, yeah, when we're young, we trust everything and then we learn. And then she said something about wisdom, which really brought up my ego. So my ego started to kind of, you know, ramp up. I could feel it. So there you are. There you are. So my ego was there, I guess, protecting me and some my positionality, you know, that if I'm incorrect, would that mean extinction for me? You know, I don't know. It's just the way that it is. We have been given an ego to keep us, I guess, alive. I don't know. But now I don't necessarily have a problem with my ego. I just see it. And I say, okay, I'm not going to react. And then I've thought about how I would react. I mean, for a while, I really wanted to put us like, so the wisdom to see things the way that she sees them and that the Israelis are supreme, and that all the casualties are just. All the children, which I think 1,400 of them, their killings are justified. She wants me to believe that. And that's wisdom. Wisdom is coming around to her point of view, right? Wisdom for me. I'm not being wise by trusting not Nehu. How is that how you say his name? I don't know how to say his name. I'll say BBNN because I don't know how the hell to say his name. I don't know how to say it right. Sorry, I'm bad with names anyway, but his especially. So I go into this idea, you know, and there was another thing that she did that I don't know if I've already talked about this, but she had sent me this. I may have already talked about this, but I can't remember. She had sent me this little like something saying that she left one of her sons. One of her sons is in Israel right now. And she said, yeah, we decided to have him stay for a sign of solidarity. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm sitting there going, what? So you're going to leave your son in a war zone for your standing on your ideology for solidarity? You'd be willing to sacrifice your child to this war? This ideology that you're believing in? And she says, yeah, she had said she knows people who are in the military there. So of course the military have to have the proper orientation, right? Until the war is over and they see they've been had, which is what happens to all of our military. They come home and they realize they've been sacrificed for nothing. They've been had. They've been lied to. They've been used for some so-called ideology. This is the way we get people, you know, all riled up to something. Some just war, right? So all the children that are dead, all the mothers that are dead in Gaza are justified, right? That's what she's basically trying to say to me. But what she's really trying to say to me is she's upset that I don't share a point of view, because that when people don't share a point of view, it challenges us. Oh my God, I might be wrong. She thinks like that? I might be wrong. And so we have to dig our heels in, learn more. Okay, how is my positionality correct? Tell me how I'm correct. I want to be on the correct side of this. Which is an interesting point of view, isn't it? Because like if you think about it, there are a number of people in the United States and probably around the world who think that the other side of the Holocaust was the correct one. They stand with Hitler. I am attempting in my life, because I learned this from somebody significant to me in the books of David Hawkins, PhD, MD, who spoke of the path of non-duality, that I am supposed to remain neutral. I think what Hamas did, and I'm not sure who I don't know what's going on here. Who put them up to this? I mean, there's like countries like Iran, and there's stuff going on with Iran and Syria. That both of those countries are doing something weird with our military, but nobody in our news media is talking about it. With our civilians, or I'm not sure they're killing people in Americans in Iran and in Syria right now. I don't know the details of it, but I do know that the United States, the press, the news here is not talking about it. So you're basically having to go out of our country to find out about our country, because our news is fixated on certain things, you know, that I heard recently that they let go of 3 Muslim reporters, took off their shows. They stand with Israel. And so does apparently President Biden. The reason why we stand with Israel, I guess, has something to do with just our standing in the Middle East as Israel being an ally. And I don't know enough about any of it to like really be speaking on it. And what I am speaking on is the idea of a positionality, believing something to be true. And the belief that something is true is totally in the mind and the lens and the experience and the projection and the and all of these factors of the person with whom has that positionality. It's like I realize that when I'm looking at something, it is years and years and years and years of conditioning from my parents, from society, from advertising, from the textbooks that I read in grade school. It's like I am conditioned to the supposed to believe in something. I'm supposed to believe in this certain paradigm. And so my friend who has her positionality on this is not willing to accept or believe that she is a product of conditioning. And her positionality, like, is it true? It's her truth. And so I thought about this idea of wisdom. Okay, so my wisdom tells me to trust no one in this because something is amiss. And I don't trust anything. I don't trust anything I'm seeing. I don't know what's real. And to just sort of observe and try my best to not make rash judgments about anything. Because I don't know what's going on. I mean, I really don't. And I don't believe she does. She believes that she knows more because of her positionality, but she knows more about her position, which even makes her less of a even remotely unbiased person and willing to sacrifice her child, to leave her child in a war zone for solidarity. There, oh, there you have it. There's my solidarity. Like, I had felt on a couple of occasions of getting with her and telling her that if it were me, I would not leave my son there. If I had the opportunity to get my son the hell out of Israel right now, that's what I would be doing the next plane. Buy me a ticket, buy him a ticket, get him the hell out of Israel. But I think the point is the first step in change is just the acknowledgement. The acknowledgement and I'm talking about change, but I'm kind of not. But I'm just saying to acknowledge that one is biased is the beginning of wisdom. To acknowledge that my way is a way, but may not be the right way, is the beginning of wisdom. To say, I can understand your point of view, I don't share it, but I leave you with the knowledge that you must have some valid reason for your beliefs, right? Instead of saying, because you don't agree with me, you are unwise. To say that to me. My friend was not showing wisdom when she tried to change my positionality, tried to show that I am being unwise. And I decided I just sent her three heart emojis because I decided to ask myself, is this worth my inner peace? To try to dissuade her from her thoughts about me. Should I say, oh, no, you're wrong. I am wise. You're wrong about me. You don't know me very well, which is one of the first things I wanted to say because she doesn't. She made a judgment about me without knowing me. Because this is my thing. My thing is the focus on world peace. And I can't even tell you how dismayed I get at times when I see what is happening in the world. That I had this experience that said that we were moving toward world peace. Well, what the heck? Why does it look like everything is falling apart? So, and I don't know. But one of the things that I'm hoping that I make jokes about this, that the aliens are coming. Like, let me rephrase, I guess. I'm hoping that entities that we cannot see will come and intervene on our behalf. Because I don't think that we can argue with that which is so much greater than we are. We're not talking about entities that are lower than us, which I suppose there could be. But the entities that I am interacting with are higher than us. We would first have to believe that there are entities that are higher than us. And we're that's a whole other topic, isn't it? Because we're all knowing, right? We're the top of the food chain. Dominion, we have dominion over this planet. Like, really? We have dominion over this planet. Like, it's so ridiculous. And I'm starting to meander all over the place, so I'm gonna go. And I hope this makes any sense whatsoever. Sure do appreciate you listening, and I'll be back with other ideas. And that's a wrap.